she keeps them in a deep freeze, and we have a basement under the house that she puts up in cans, in the glass jars. We keep that in the basement. And while she freezes, of course, we put in a deep freeze.
I see. You got a basement under the door? Do you ever keep anything else there?
Yeah, we got, it's just like a room.
Here's the way we kept that fruit. We didn't sell cotton seed. Maybe we'd make 20 bales of cotton. And we'd throw them in the building over there. These cotton seed, you see?
Yes.
And we'd bury this canned fruit in the cotton seed in the winter months. And that's the way we saved it from freezing. But after we moved here,
we dug this
basement out of the house, and we had some fruit to freeze there this winter, the second time that I can remember in 52 years that fruit's ever froze in that basement. But it did this time. We lost some of the jars.
About a couple of winters.
Well, it made a difference.
It
you
was
couldn't.
Juicy.
You couldn't haul what she has down there, I doubt, in a pickup.
I've got everything canned.
What kind of fruits do you raise, sir?
Peaches.
What kind of peaches?
You got those some kind of Alberta's.
Comes off the seed.
Have a one tree of Indian peach. That's red.
Old timey peaches.
Old timey peaches.
You can. Make pickle pieces out of those. You can.
And our apple trees just begin to bear a little. We have some tame plum trees here. They produce more plums than we'll use. We usually give our neighbors some, sister and the kids some. We'll make jelly, plum butter, and some of them pickle, you know.
Some canned juice.
Some of them we make juice out of. What did
you say, cobblers?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat a blackberry cobbler?
Yeah, I have. I love them, man.
They're good.
Is that the kind of pie that doesn't have a crust on the bottom? Like make that in a deep
dish. That's right. It
has
a crust on top.
The boy, my wife, could really make it. And she picked that up from her mother and grandmother.
And also, you can use plums that way, you know, if you want to.
Yeah.
And we have a Henley berry right down here on the bluff. Well, we can pick all the berries that we want down there. They make good jelly.
You got any other kind of berries here?
We have what's called a wild blackberry. And we have Himalay berries.
And a few
tame blackberries. And we always put up every year berries, you know, different kinds.
You got some kind of red berries?
Dewberries.
Well, we have what's called a dewberry.
Wild strawberries.
You ever seen any?
Grow volunteer down in the field, you know. Just
really?
No one plants them, they just grow them. You're walking by somebody and you see red strawberries. They aren't as big as the tame ones, you know.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're good tasting. I believe they taste better than the strawberries.
Yeah.